Hello, welcome to the Friday, January 23rd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Adobe today released an out-of-band patch for Flash. Now, the hope, of course, was that this patch will fix the vulnerability that was discovered earlier this week. Turns out it does some of this, but not completely. There were two distinct vulnerabilities. The first one, CVE-2015-3.10, is fixed in this particular patch, but the actual one, the third one that's used by the Angular kit, is not yet fixed. So we are still waiting for a complete patch for this particular vulnerability. At this point, we don't really see a widespread exploit of this vulnerability, only sort of some anecdotal evidence that it is being used. Remember, the Angular kit is very popular, but then again, the Angular kit is really more a framework, so not all instances of the Angular kit do actually contain this new exploit. And then we got two browser updates. First of all, Google released Chrome 40, and with that fixed 62 different security flaws, so certainly apply this patch. And Firefox in Firefox 36 fixes also a number of security vulnerabilities and also adopts the referrer meta tag. We talked about this a few months ago in a diary entry, that you can use this meta tag to determine how much information is being passed on to the next site if a user clicks on a link. This referrer meta tag is pretty simple. It has a couple different settings. For example, you can set it just to the origin. In this case, if you set it to origin, then only the origin, so the host name, is being passed on as part of the referrer header. You can also just turn referrers off. Now, one little tricky thing here you can do is, usually the browser, when you're going from an HTTPS website to an HTTP website, no referrer is sent. However, if you set this tag right or wrong, you may argue, then the referrer is actually sent even to an HTTP website if you're coming from an HTTPS website. If you do this, be very careful with this. The reason that you never really want to send a referrer in this case is that in case there's any personalized information that you try to protect via SSL, let's say you do actually do session IDs or things like this on the URL, then they're linked as part of the referrer tag. But even if it's not a session ID, you may have things like, for example, product IDs, user IDs, or the like, that are being added to the URL, and then they can also be leaked via the referrer tag if you are sending the user to an HTTP page, and if you are adding this meta tag with this very loose option that allows the referrer header to be sent. And while we're talking web applications, thanks to a listener who let me know that for the SSL Labs website, which is sort of my favorite go-to website to check whether or not SSL is correctly configured on a public website, this website is offering now an API to allow you to automate some of these tests. Now, as I understand it, it's still somewhat in beta testing. Not sure how public it is, but if you want to know more details, check out Ivan Rist blog. And Atlassian did release a number of patches for its Confluence product and a number of add-ons to that product, like, for example, Bamboo, Fisheye, and Crucible. If you're not familiar with it, Confluence is sort of used in a lot of enterprise and such for source code management, can do a lot of additional stuff like managing tickets and such with all these add-ons that are being distributed by Atlassian. And this vulnerability allows remote code execution. Problem is that Atlassian isn't really known for being very easy to update, and one of the news articles here is actually pointing to a Perl script that supposedly makes that easier. So if you are running it, maybe give it a try and let me know if it works for you. I don't use Atlassian software at this point, so I can't really comment on whether or not this Perl script does a good job in making patching easier for this product. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.